Week 5. Exercise 1. What we do know is that everything that has mass exerts a gravitational force on everything else that has mass. So, there's a gravitational force between the lamp and the chair, between a pencil and a house, and between a car and a bird. All right, then. If everything is attracted to everything else, why doesn't everything in the world just cling together in one big pile? Why don't you fall toward a house or a car even when you haven't had one too many drinks? The answer is that gravitational forces between things are very, 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 very small. That is, unless one of the things has a very, 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 very large mass. The gravitational attraction between objects such as you and a car is so small as to not even be noticeable. In fact, you have to set up some sophisticated equipment to measure the gravitational force between ordinary objects. This suggests that the attraction between you and the last piece of chocolate cake must not be primarily gravitational.